Now, the latest from Cairo News Radio and MyNorthwest.com.
I'm Paul Holden. With the first day of March, vaccine verification will no longer be mandatory at large events in Washington, and the governor says on March 21st, you will no longer need to wear a mask indoors at most places.
I want to thank Washingtonians who have put us in a position to be able to make this progress.
Masking orders will remain in place in most medical and dental offices, long-term care settings, and all state prisons. The Biden administration also requires face masks on all public transportation, including school buses. As of Thursday, hospitals in our state can resume full operations. Friday, masks will no longer be required at large outdoor events. The state's House Minority Leader says that Republicans have not been able to accomplish their goals this session. Cairo News Radio's Nicole Jennings with more.
The Senate passed a bill to limit the governor's emergency powers, but it wasn't the bill that Republicans wanted, which would have set the time limit at 30 days instead of 90. Representative J.T. Wilcox tells KTTH's Jason Rance that he's also disappointed there weren't more reforms of last year's police reform measures.
There was a watered-down definition of force which goes partway towards allowing police to detain folks.
He says he wanted to see more clarification for when police can conduct car chases. Nicole Jennings, Cairo News Radio.
The emergency powers bill would only stop emergency orders if Republican and Democrat leaders from the legislature agree to do so. Superintendent Chris Reichdahl says schools have the tools in place to manage COVID.
With subsequent vaccines, rapid testing, and what we know now about the ultimate science of this virus, we're at a pretty powerful moment here where we take another step to normalcy.
Your Cairo News Radio forecast, cloudy and cool overnight, lows in the low 40s. Cloudy and still pretty chilly for your Friday with highs in the high 40s. I'm Paul Holden, Cairo News Radio.
Your best source for local news, serving Western Washington and the world with a Cairo News Radio app. Always streaming live on your smart speakers. You're listening to Cairo News Radio, Northwest News.